Hi, my name is Julie Jekowitz, and I'm interviewing Elizabeth Josephson for the Bridgeport Public Library Oral History Project. Okay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I'm Elizabeth Josephson.
Okay, and I'm just going to start off just wondering when and where you were born.
I was born in Bridgeport, Connecticut, right in the city.
Oh, okay. And when were you born?
1908.
1908. And what was your home like when you were younger? What was...
I had a mother and a father and five children.
Oh,
five of us.
Okay. Can you just tell me a little bit about your family? About maybe then you had five children. Maybe were there boys and girls? Or
three girls and two boys. Three. My father came from Romania and my mother came from Russia.
Okay. And what were your parents' backgrounds? I mean, I'm sorry, you just told me their background. What were their occupations? Did they work?
My father was an entrepreneur, was all kinds of businesses. Mm. We had a grocery store and then an ice cream parlor.
Oh.
So I learned how to take care of customers.
Hmm. So how old were you when your family owned the grocery store and the ice cream parlor?
Well, ever since I can remember.
Really?
Yes.
And what do you remember about those businesses?
Oh, serving the customers, filling the ice cream cones.
That was the main priority.
And shopping with my mother, learning how to get goods through the store.
Oh. You got some good exposure at an early age.
Yeah, we were all trained that way.
Okay. In your understanding, why did your parents immigrate to America?
Because the Russian end of it was because of the program.
Oh, could you explain that a little bit to me?
When Jewish people were persecuted, they came over. Way back then.
Okay. And why do you think they settled in Bridgeport?
Well, my father always said he was a Yankee and he liked Brantford, Connecticut.
That sounds like a good enough reason as any. And do you remember what it was like growing up in Bridgeport?
Oh, we would live across from Bridgeport Park.
From where was it?
Beardsley Park.
Oh, Beardsley.
And that was a great asset because it was on the way to Nichols. And we had ice skating, we had snow sledding.
Oh, lots of winter activities.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big part of
big
what you were
part
growing,
of growing up.
Up.
We were at the end of the line. We had to walk to the trolley car to go to school.
Oh.
That was in the time of the trolleys were ended up on Noble Avenue.
Hmm. So you took the trolley to school?
Yes.
So what was school like? What was your education like?
We went to Barnum School up till the 8th grade. Then we had to transfer to Central and then to Harding.
Okay. And Central and Harding are the high schools.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Do you remember what the classrooms were like and education was like?
Education was very good then. I took a college course because I intended to go to college, but later on years we couldn't afford it.
Mm. Now you said you took college courses to pray for college. Was that usual? Did a lot of your girlfriends and other people take courses?
No, we went to business mostly. After high school, we went to business college.
Most girls went to college. Okay. And did you notice any difference between the education between you and your sisters and your brothers?
No, the education I was considered was always good.
Really? Good. And I know there was a big influx population into Bridgeport during World War One. There was a big, a lot of growth in the city. Did you notice how that affected the classrooms at all? I'm sure you were very young then, but did you notice any difference? No. Okay. And what types of social activities were popular in Bridgeport?
Oh, always bicycle riding and dancing.
Hmm.
Regular teenage activities.
And what were your favorites to participate in?
Dancing, I guess.
Quite a dancer?
Well, we had, in the ice cream parlor, we had a jukebox in the back.
Oh.
So we always taught each other dancing.
Wow. That sounds like fun.
A lot of fun.
Were there any particular social organizations or ethnic organizations that were popular?
Ethnic organizations? Not that I remember.
Not that you remember, no. So you didn't belong to any like clubs or anything like that?
Oh, later on in years after school, after the education.
Oh, really? Did you want to talk about those at all?
Well, like now I still belong to Hadassah, things like that.
To what? What is it?
Hadassah, the Jewish organization.
Oh, okay. And what does that consist of? What do you do for that organization?
Well, it helps them, and it helps everybody to understand each other.
That's important.
That's right.
Very important. Okay, and did religion play a role in your family or your community?
Well, we did, but we were ultra-religious. But we learned all about the, where I lived was a lot of Irish people who understood all their problems.
Mm.
In other words, we understood the Catholic religion as well as our own.
That's good. Okay. And did you have any duties outside of school, like work or chores?
Well, taking care of the store.
The store.
Till I went to work for a company.
Mm-hmm.